Good morning. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. It's a Monday. It's the 14th day of December. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, and we're joined now by Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, to take a look at the trade in Chicago. Kurt, first, I'm at the Illinois Farm Economics Summits here at the I Hotel on the Urbana-Champaign campus. It's the start of the week. We have a full house, I think around 250 folks here this morning, and people who'd like to come to this event can still do that, even this morning if they really wanted to, but tomorrow we'll be in DeKalb and then in Peoria and Springfield, and we'll round out the week on Friday in Mount Vernon. They can check out the Farm Doc daily website for the IFA schedule if they haven't already registered. Walk-ups are welcome, of course. It's $75, and we've heard a lot of really good things so far this morning, and we'll hear more as the day goes on. When I take a quick look, Kurt, at this hour, and we're about 40 minutes ahead of the time that this actually airs. We're around 2 cents higher, 2 to 4 higher in the corn, and just about unchanged in the soy complex. What happened over the weekend, and what are the fundamental factors moving the market for the day?
Well, we're actually seeing some stability here. The concern was earlier this morning, an overnight trade with energy values, sharply lower. That kind of sends a signal that investor confidence was not real strong. But since about 6:30, 7 o'clock Central Time this morning here, we've seen renewed buying interest kind of come in the marketplace here, as maybe the oversold status needs to be corrected here for a few days. But, you know, hedge funds just aren't in love with commodities like they were a few years ago. Some news came out here over the last month or two that investment money in 2008 was over $50 billion. Now they feel that they're down to about $10 billion invested in the commodity sector at this point in time. So we're just seeing a lack of interest in commodities. You know, uncertainty with these interest rate hike possibilities as we go into 2016. So kind of holding pattern we're seeing here develop as we try to finish out the year here in the next couple of weeks.
So does this generally mean a lower marketplace or just less volatility and potentially, I suppose, less opportunity in the marketplace?
Well, it depends which commodity sector. For the grains, we feel it's just a little less volatility. We see the picture here over the next week or two as, the cash market continue to do its job, for say. We feel there's some opportunity here in the next week or two for producers that still have cash grain that needs to be sold here, you know, over the near term to take advantage of that. It just seems that low volatility will be a factor here in the grain complex until we get more into the growing season of the southern hemisphere. We'll see what type of weather patterns develop here as we go into January and February. Then also, too, we'll see if these tax cuts or elimination of export tax in Argentina really puts grain on the market or not.
Yeah, so we've been watching that closely. Farmers have watched soybeans rally twice after the completion of harvest. They're probably a little nervous right about now about trying to move some soybeans, whether that be prior to the end of the year or in January. Will they have another opportunity, do you think, in the next 3 weeks?
We feel so. We feel the market's kind of up and down and through here. Things aren't that bearish where we're just going to roll over and just work lower here until we get a better handle on South American prospects. When you look at the bean price going clear back into August, we're still within that sideways trading range in through here. So we approach the upper end of the range in through here. Guys need to probably, we'll be a little bit more aggressive and take advantage of these up moves to get where you want to be.
That sounds like the train that was rolling by telling producers they may have missed it at just this time. Actually, they're rolling the plates out for our dinner here at the Illinois Farm Economics Summits at this point. So a couple of other items that we probably ought to make sure that we understand as we go through the day today. We're in the midst of collecting the information about the grain stocks. That will be released in January. And then those USDA numbers, the final figures will come out in the month of January. Those all come out at that one day. You can go on. It's perfectly fine. Don't worry about it. And I'm wondering whether there will be many changes. I know in the December WASDE or World Agricultural Supply and Demand estimates there weren't, and that the trade wasn't expecting anything. Do you suppose that there will be more changes once we get to January, or do we have these numbers nailed down pretty well?
Well, I think they're nailed down fairly well. The one of the moving parts has been moving quite a bit is, you know, harvested acres. I think that's an ongoing adjustment, and we really won't know the answer to that, I don't think, in January, even yet then. So we'll see what happens there. But for the most part, the overall numbers are fairly well intact. When you're looking at 1.7 billion bushel corn carryout and a 465 million bushel bean carryout, that kind of signals that we have ample supplies to work with as we move forward. The key will be, as you mentioned there, the stocks report every quarter here to see, you know, the disappearance, see how the demand usage goes in through here. The thing we've got to remember is once the calendar turns 2016, world buyers are going to shift their focus to the southern hemisphere, so bean sales are going to start to slow. But in return, we feel they're going to see corn sales start to pick up. And that's just a seasonal function as these world grain buyers work with logistics around the world.
And then maybe we ought to talk about one other commodity. That's crude oil, making, again, fresh lows all the way into the $34 level today, down as at this time at $34.53. It hasn't done that for, well, almost a decade, I think. It's been really dropping very low at this point. And I have an ethanol producer in the audience here at the Illinois Farm Economic Summits this morning, said, asked him how the plant margin were, and he said, you know, the price of corn is really cheap, but it's not cheap enough. So it makes ethanol hard to produce sometimes. It's interesting to watch the dynamics of the whole thing develop and what will change over the coming year.
Yeah, you know, that's an important thing, you know, being able to blend that off, and as the energies go down, it makes ethanol just a little bit more expensive. But, too, we got to remember that there's another moving part. You talk about the blend wall and other things. We're probably going to see exports of ethanol continue to be a factor here as we move down the road. When we see news of the Chinese auto sales continue to be very strong, they're dealing with a lot of smog and pollution concerns. So, you know, ethanol's going to have its place, you know, worldwide. Then also, too, when you look at the overall energy, I guess we're fixing to find out, you know, the true cost of production for some of these countries. We know you get in this low 30 area, you're taking a lot of these players out of the marketplace as far as their profitability. Kind of feel this crude oil basis of the leak contract here, 32.5 is fairly good support. But long term, we're down at the lower end, and we feel this is an opportunity for those who need to be locking in needs or wanting to take advantage of buy low, sell high type atmosphere to keep an eye on here over the next six to 8 months.
Okay, thanks so much, and we'll talk with you again this afternoon, Kurt.
Very good, Todd. Take care.
You too. That, of course, is Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Let's take a quick look at the weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area now. As it comes from the National Weather Service, today a 50% chance of showers, those before 4 in the afternoon. Cloudy, a high of 53, breezy, south-southwest winds at 15 to 20. They'll gust all the way to 39 miles an hour today, mostly cloudy this evening, a low of 40. It'll be breezy tonight as well with an 11 to 20 mile per hour wind, gusting to 34, and then Tuesday, partly sunny, a high of 49 degrees, west winds by then at 6 to 11. They'll turn to the southeast in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 15 miles an hour during the day tomorrow. On Tuesday, tomorrow night, a 30% chance of showers. After 7 in the evening, mostly cloudy, a low of 42 degrees, southeast winds at 8 to 11, gusting to 16. And Wednesday, a 30% chance of rainfall, partly sunny, the high 53, south-southwest winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 28. Wednesday night, a 30% chance of showers before 7, partly cloudy and a low of 30. And Thursday, mostly sunny skies and a high of 37. On Friday, partly sunny and 33. Saturday, sunny and 30. And Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 41. Of course, you're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbanum. Find us online at willag.org, the whole of the station at will.illinois.edu. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason from the Illinois Farm Economic Summits at the I Hotel right here in Urbana-Champaign.